escuchando el show de Chombita Chronicles, que en este momento, antes de empezar el show, dale a ese botoncito de la plataforma donde estás escuchando este podcast para hacer el follow, seguirme, recibir notificaciones. Si estás en la plataforma de iTunes o Apple Podcasts, dale, entra y dale 5 estrellas a este show y deja tu comentario.
Y como dijo, y cómo fue, Chombita Chronicles, say yes, I'm here con una edición especial, this is a special edition. Ustedes saben que este show es para la cultura, para elevar, y, and I have two special guests, this is going to be in English and in Spanish, you know how we do it here, and I have a really, really special guest that I'm going to go ahead and let them introduce themselves because they're working very, very hard for the community and exposing, you know, the Afro-Black experience. But they have very events, and I'm just going to go ahead and introduce them. I'm so honored to have them here. One of them is he's an author and activist, very informed, Hondureño, by the way. And I also have somebody from Native Florida, and her name is really, really, and an attorney and an activist also very involved with the community. But I'm going to stop talking and I'm going to let them go ahead and introduce yourself. Mr. Hernando.
Hi, Yobi.
Yes.
Chombita Chronicles. Wow. Qué placer, qué honor.
Qué yeah. placer. Honduras in the house.
Yes, that's right. Honor to represent and be. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be and your fabulous program and your fabulous show is an honor.
Thank you, thank you. Yes, I started very new, but here we are. And Marilyn, go ahead, introduce yourself.
Hola, buenas tardes. So buenas tardes. Hollyfield. Yes, I am a native of Tallahassee, Florida, and I'm so honored and delighted to be here with Jovi today on her fabulous show. And it's so good to connect with Orlando, who is a fabulous advocate for knowledge, for empowerment, and getting us all together.
Perfect, perfect. Definitely. Thank you, Marilyn, for being here. It's such an honor. And I'm going to just go into it. So who wants to start first? My first question is, you know, how... I will say it in Spanish, ¿cómo te criaste? Meaning how you were brought up. Very, can I give us a little picture of how you started? I know that you guys have a lot of contributions, but we're going to start. Just give me a glimpse of, you know, what was your life like in childhood, you know, and brought you to this experience. Whoever wants to go first.
Yeah. I'll let Marilyn go first. Just, you know, as a gentleman, I'll let the lady go first.
Ladies first.
Muchas gracias, mi amigo. I was born in Tallahassee, Florida during the time of Jim Crow segregation by law. And All my life, I've been an advocate to open doors. And I see so much of what Orlando is doing as an advocate to open doors to knowledge. I open doors by desegregating a school. I open doors by desegregating our law firm. I opened doors by being the first Black female partner in my law firm, Holland & Knight, which now has 1,600 attorneys around the world. The one thing I would like to say about my story, which can be everybody's story, is everybody can imagine a new world. Everyone can reach higher, and everyone can build on those who sacrifice and those who open doors to make a path for us today. Gracias, señorita.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. Go ahead, Orlando. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, thank you. Yes, I would love, before, just thank you very much, Marilyn, for that. And just to, you know, give you a little information here, Marilyn has a book. It's called The Seven Sisters and a Brother, which is a very interesting text that talked more about, you know, her background and the struggle during the 60s and 70s as well. So it's a great, great book for people to want to understand that. In my case, I was born and raised in Honduras, hondureño de nacimiento, I'm Afro Honduran. But also, I mean, it's very interesting because I grew up in a small community at the time from the Caribbean, meaning that my grandparents were born and raised in Jamaica. My grandfather was Jamaican, traveled to Honduras. My great-grandmother was born in Haiti. My grandmother was born in Dominican Republic. My father was born in Honduras, but raised in Jamaica. So I was born in Honduras in a small community where my first language was English, and then had to, of course, learn Spanish. That basically gave me the spirit to try to find out and do some research in terms of Black people in Honduras particularly, but also Black people in Latin America, which we were not taught in school before. All we learned, you know, was the negative part of slavery, but not the contribution and all the other information that, thank God, that, you know, are emerging today. And so that basically inspired me to look into, try to, you know, learn more about our tradition, our race, and inspire me also to be a writer, to write, because I write not for the purpose of just publishing books. I write for the purpose of presenting alternative, providing information and empowering the community to move on, to move forward. That's exactly what we do.
All right. So, the reason that they're here is also to highlight that they have been creating a series of conversations. And I'm not sure if Marilyn wants to talk about it a little bit, Orlando, but you know what, guys? We're going to just take a little bit of a break. Orlando and Marilyn are going to come back. They have definitely more to definitely talk about. Hang in there. Quédense ahí y regresamos un momento.
Hello, y como dijo, otra nota más, si te gusta este podcast, compártelo con tu amigo, amiga, familia, tía, chino, perro, como sea, ya sabes cómo es la vuelta. Chao, chao.
Y regresamos, we are back, and you're listening to Chombita Chronicles. Remember, you can also subscribe and also do that follow button right out there for Spotify. Do not miss the notification of a new show. This is a special edition that I have with my amazing guest, Mr. Orlando Addison, and attorney Marilyn Holyfield, and also our marketing PR and coordinator that made this possible, Yvette Rodriguez. Say hi, my friends. Hello. Take up the mic.
Hi. Hello. Hi. So happy.
All right. If you want to, we're going to start about, you guys give us a little bit of story time of how you guys were brought up. Okay. Now I want to just go ahead and see what are you guys working on, how you became that person or that role model for our community today. Anybody would like to take the mic? Marilyn, you can go ahead.
Why, thank you. I'm always nervous when someone says I'm a role model because I'm just doing my thing. And when I see things that happen, I try to figure out how to make things better. So in my journey here in Miami, I've tried to work in the community by being involved in organizations. And my current project is a project that led to this series of conversations. And in my life, because I know how much we lose when we're separated, how much we lose when we're divided. So yeah. In my life, I've tried to bring people together. And at this stage in my life, one of my big ideas and projects is a museum of contemporary art of the African diaspora. And we seek to bring people together throughout the world within the diaspora, as well as outside of the diaspora, through increasing awareness of the creativity of people of African descent, no matter where they are, that the creative genius of Black people has been part of the resilience that we have shown as we have struggled to overcome barriers and we have struggled to make a new day. Our contributions as artists have helped translate and illuminate what goes on in the world. So in that effort to bring people together, we started a series of conversations focusing on Afro-Latinx community and contributions in history as our celebration of Hispanic Heritage Month. And we were so fortunate to have Orlando Addison reach out to us and say, I have information that I would love to share. And I told Orlando, we would love to share it and we would love to create a platform because we are about creating a platform to inspire curiosity about our history, curiosity about our culture, and curiosity and awareness about our contributions, particularly our art contributions. So this has been a series and will continue with a series. Several more conversations, we call them Create Afro-Latinx Creative Conversations, where we have, through Orlando sharing his research, his energy and his talent, have shared history that is not in the history books, has shared names that no one ever says, no one ever knows. So it's important to say her name, say his name, and say all of our names. Yes. And we will end our series with a focus on not only the history, but the art. And we will feature an art historian, Erica James, and an artist, Candy Lopez. She's an artist who's based here in South Florida, but originally from the Dominican Republic.
Excellent, excellent. So we are going to go ahead with Mr. Orlando. And please give us a little bit of what you're working on today.
Very well. I am so honored that the Miami Moca community and Marilyn Holyfield allowed me to really share this information and put together the Miami Moca Creative Conversation, which Yvette also was part and assisted in the previous conversations we had. Sharing all that information is so valuable, and so important, because as Marilyn said very well, with names and events that they are hard to find in any textbooks right now. You can find them in different places. Thank God for the internet platform and professors who are working hard and doing research at universities that are working to really just
and get names on events. Men and women, African, contributed tremendously to Hispanic
society, and yet their names and their deeds and events are hidden, and are not been, promoted or even studied in many of our communities. So the fact that Miami Moca provided this platform to do so is so.
Yeah.
So thankful and grateful for the opportunity to
share that information with people
who perhaps
heard
of these.
Okay. I would like to interject a little bit of Yvette. Yvette, you are the co-creator, co-founder of Afro-Latino Professionals. Can you tell us a little bit more? And again, introduce yourself.
Yes. Chombita Chronicles, also happy to be in the circle. Thank you so much. Yes, I'm Yvette Rodriguez, one of the founders of Afro-Latino Professionals of Miami. And, being an Afro-Cuban growing up in Miami, and growing up around, my whole entire, most of my family is, Black. And cousins are Black. We would, we were partying it up in Miami growing up, not a care in the world as far as, it wasn't like, are we the only, Black Cubans in Miami? No way. We knew that we were not the only ones. We celebrated it. We, you know, growing up in Miami, anything, you know, as far as Cuban, my parents encouraged it from, you know, taking a puff of a cigar, from tasting a little bit of rum. We are very in tune with, you know, the African diaspora and the African, you know, like our ancestors. At parties, we celebrate them. We dance, you know, rumba, you know, things that are like from, you know, of Africa. So then growing up and, you know, as an entrepreneur and all that, my sister and I have a cigar business and I also work in public relations. I've been asked a lot, like, oh, but we don't see Afro-Latinos. Like, how come? Like, is there like a large Afro-Cuban or Afro-Latino community like in South Florida? And I'm like, of course there is. Like, I was kind of shocked to hear that some people, especially, you know, not from Florida, not from South Florida, were not really aware of our existence. And, you know, that there is an existence of Black Latinos at all. So then, and I got that question a few times. And then it's like, you know, you start paying attention to this because it's just like, no, I mean, we're just living. We're just living. I don't know. Like my parents, I'm first generation American, and my parents came and they started working, period. You know, they didn't have time to start organizations or start groups or, you know, not too many community, you know, events or anything like that. And then it was like, you know what? One of my purposes, you know, as a person living in society is to be a good representative for my community. And my community is, growing up in Miami, I spoke English outside of the house, and in the house I spoke Spanish, but I never felt the need, and the society also, thankfully, never gave me the, I need to choose, like, either you listen to rap or you listen to salsa. It was like, no, I'm listening to both. And I'm going to the hip hop concert and I'm going to the salsa concert, like everything, you know, it wasn't to choose. Yeah. It wasn't like, I never felt the need to choose at all. So then my growing up is just a complete blend of cultures, completely, completely, completely. And besides just African-American, just to give you an example, my best friend and next door neighbor, her family was from St. Lucia. Her half brother was Haitian. Her other half brother and sister were African. My other next door neighbor was Dominican. My other next door neighbor was from the Philippines. So then I've been, you know, around it. And besides that, so then growing up, you know, as an entrepreneur, though, I'm getting this question, like, where are the Afro-Latinos or whatever? And I'm like, you know what? Instead of saying, no, we're here, it's like, you know what? We may have to do something official and create like a little, you know, a little group,
space.
You know, it doesn't have to be anything fancy or whatever, Afro-Latino professionals, so that when, like, for instance, like, even to, like, make a directory of professionals, you know, working in different industries, networking is very important in any business, so then if we need a resource from an attorney, if we need a resource from a caterer, anything, really, anything, you know, we can refer each other. And we can, you know, just continue any little thing. We've also noticed that there would be, like, you know, panels or events focusing on Afro-Latino topics. And just for an example, it will be a panel talking everything about an Afro-Latino, and there will not be one Afro-Latino on the panel. And then,
correct. Asked, yes.
Yeah, I have asked, and what they said, no, I mean, we couldn't find one. No, I mean, we don't know where, like, we, you know, it was kind of like, no, we didn't find one. I don't know if they searched, and they know they got to go on with the event. So then they kept going without an Afro-Latino. And it was like, you know what, let's make it so that cannot be used as an excuse again. You know, like, if you don't Google Afro-Latino, that we come up in Google, you know, we come up in search engines. We try to, you know, promote ourselves as best as we can, articles or whatever it is, even Chombita Chronicles, you know, this is part of it, you know? And, you know, that's how that was created. And then that's how also I was able to connect with Orlando Addison for his Afro-Latino Excellence Summit. And then from there, Marilyn, we also met there. You know what I mean? So then the circle, like the synergy, it was created because it was meant to be created. So, you know, that's just a little background. And that's how I've been involved with Miami MoCad. Fabulous. You know, absolutely. Like, the series is very enlightening. Orlando has gone deep, deep, you know, like, as far as, like, deep history that I've never heard of, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just inspires me to learn more about myself and my people.
Definitely. Thank you so much, Yvette, for that. And now I know that you are going to be definitely my go-to directory in bringing out and highlighting, because and that was the reason also that's why Chombita Chronicles was created. I said, I have been in the unseen spaces, and I was like, I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one that feels that way. But anyways, yeah, we're going to go ahead and go with Mr. Orlando, and I think we're going to go for another break very quickly, just a little pause, but we're going to be right back.
Oh, estás deleitándote con el podcast de Chombita Chronicles, que continúa a partir de ahora.
And we are back. This has been so important. Esta es una versión especial de Chombita Chronicles. I hope that you definitely enjoy it. Please leave a comment, a review. And if you continue liking, support it, share it. And again, follow. I'm always active on social, Instagram preferably. And I'm going to go ahead. I have my three guests, Yvette Rodriguez, Orlando Addison, and Marilyn Holyfield. And with this, all this great information, I wanted to give the space to Mr. Orlando to talk about a little bit about his project, the Gamboa Project. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure, yes. The Gamboa Project started with the idea of celebrating and recognizing Afro-Latinos and Afro-Latinas, particularly those in the community who have been working hard all these years and have recognized. So the idea is to create a platform where the community can come together and identify men, women, any gender to come and really just provide some recognition, public recognition, and to celebrate the work they're doing. One of the reason I came up with this concept, with this idea, and provide this platform is.
¿Están escuchando Chombita Chronicles con su anfitriona Yovi D? Claro que sí. Quédense ahí. We'll be right back.
Well, thank you. Yes, the message is that we create a platform that we can come together to celebrate and highlight the work that many men and women are doing out there and have not been recognized. I am, again, delighted and honored to work and participate and collaborate with the Miami MoCad that, you know, provides this platform to reach out to the community and share some of the hidden history of the Afro-Latino community. Also, I, you know, delighted that Yvette was able to be part of this and, you know, and just to be able to share all that information is just such a wonderful thing. So I'm honored to do so.
All righty. So, Marilyn, I'm going to go ahead and ask you right now, what is your purpose and mission? And if you have any encouraging words to our audience.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate this opportunity, and I'm very honored to be here with Orlando, Yvette, and Jovi on this wonderful show.
Thank you.
My current mission revolves around the Miami Museum of Contemporary Art of the African Diaspora, affectionately known as Miami MoCad, as Orlando said. And our mission is to create the platform, as Orlando mentioned, that will create a space where we are seen and our friends can see us and we can share and have a cultural experience either virtually or in person down the road when we have a building. And we can focus on the largely ignored contributions from the art world. There are artists all over Africa. There are artists all over the Caribbean. There are artists in the United States of African descent, African Americans, Caribbeans, Afro-Latin Americans. But who knows them? How many people do you know can name 20 African artists of African descent from the Caribbean or Africa or Latin America? Mm-hmm. You might be able to get 20 from the United States. So we are here to elevate artists, to share knowledge, and to bring people together, which is how we can make a better world.
All righty. I will definitely put those in the show notes. Any last words do you have, Yvette? What is uplifting, encouraging words?
Well, I mean, just from this conversation alone, it's like, isn't this like amazing? We have four people, you know?
Representation matters. People. Yes, yes.
Black people on this wonderful podcast. We've all been connected, you know, through Orlando's, you know, Afro-Latino Summit. Me and Marilyn connected there. And that turned into many other things. Miami MoCal, the series that I'm involved with, and, you know, and Orlando's involved with. And then and it goes with you, Yovi. So then, like, I'm just, this is like complete, like, super, you know, Black girl magic, Black girl joy. And anyway, it really is. It really is, because this is from me personally, this is what I hoped for, you know, this is what I hoped for. And it's working. It's worked for me, as in my little, you know, very casual Afro-Latino professionals group. You can imagine, we've gotten media. We've gotten people contact us saying they're looking for actors, you know? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, obviously we try to filter, you know, because if you want actors, it's not to play the thug and it's not to play the maid, yes. You know, in your movie yes, or in yes. your small film or whatever it is, you know? But we definitely. Do share information. So then, you know, it's up to us. It is up to us. And we're very inclusive. You know, it's not like you got to be Black and that's it. But it is a celebration of us. And also, it's very important to highlight the accomplishments that we've made. And when Orlando is speaking and, you know, just schooling us on, like, the you know, from back in the day of, you know, Christopher History. Columbus, you know, yeah. that we, yeah. you know, Blacks have been there, Black Latinos have been there, and they did that too, you know? So then it's like, sometimes we have to pat ourselves on the back and boast a little bit more, even. Like, humble is very important, but besides humble, it's like, yeah, let's talk about the greatness that we are. You know, so then that's what I'm coming away with. And, you know, I'm so happy. I'm like this. I'm very, very happy right now.
Thank you so much. Me gusta mucho.
Me gusta mucho. I have a quick question for all of us. Whoever decides. Often do
the series are monthly,
every month or once in a every three quarters. Can you get an idea more or less when to look out for your live events?
We have at least one creative conversation a quarter. We were fortunate to be able to press Orlando and Yvette into service. So perfect. That over the last 2 months, we've had...
No press for me. I was happy to do it.
I was joyful. I was delighted.
Yeah.
And so we will have had four conversations focusing on the Afro-Latinx community, contributions, histories. And one of the things I wanted to say is that what is so powerful about these conversations for me is that it brings people together and we understand that we have histories that are parallel. Part yes. of the African-American struggle, for instance, is not to always be the maid, not to always be the thug when we're presented on screen. That's yes. a parallel feeling. We have the same kind of feelings of feeling. I love this quote, Jovi.
Yes,
I've been in unseen spaces. Each and every one of us knows what that means, no matter where we come from, that we have been in spaces where we are unseen, invisible, and disregarded. So part of our mission, my mission, is to bring people together and to create a platform where we who have been ignored, we who have been on the margins, we who have been invisible can take center stage and we can learn about Yvette's Afro-Latino professionals. We can learn about her cigar business. We can learn about what Orlando does. And we can learn about Jovi Daniels' show.
Thank you. Okay, lastly words, and obviously an amazing guest, Orlando. By the way, it's such an honor to have you guys, all of you. And we're going to continue this conversation. I like what we're doing here. Orlando, your last words, your mission, and encouraging words to keep on educating our community. Go ahead.
Well, thank you, Jovi. Really, one of my mission is to really bring the Afro-Latino community who is invisible to visibility. And as Yvette clearly said, and Marilyn also echoed, that bring them over to be celebrated so that we can celebrate who we are, so that we can celebrate our history and our heritage, and encourage, you know, young people to not to be ashamed of being Black or, you know, the texture of their hair or color of the skin, but to celebrate and just be proud of being you know, Afro-Latinos or being Black. So that's basically the mission that I have. And it's the other part of it is to, you know, educate people, because I believe that education opens the door. Knowledge provides the tool to eliminate discrimination and to remove the systemic racism that exists in our communities. Because I think the more we learn about people, about history, about particularly the African diaspora, I think people will come to an understanding of the importance of integrating the community. One of the reasons why I recently published my new novel, El Actor y la Sombra, which the actors tried to really become more visible in telenovelas, where Black actors and actresses are completely absent. And so try to do that to motivate, you know, the telenovela industry and the television to have more racial diverse actors and actresses there. So hopefully the book will be used as a platform to generate that aspect. So those are my vision, to bring people together, to learn, to educate, to celebrate who we are as Afro-Latino community, and provides visibility of our people on the spotlight.
There you go. Again, I'm going to definitely put all the information that was shared in this podcast in the show notes. I really thank you, les agradezco a everybody. Marilyn, gracias, Ibe, gracias for being part of this movement. We're definitely, I think we're going to have something else brewing. I feel like we're going to have another conversation. There's many topics to keep on touching, but this is an introduction and a special show that I wanted to share with you guys and my amazing guests. And I think we're going to close out. If you guys want to say bye-bye or see you later. And please keep in tabs. Follow Afro-Latinos Professionals there on Instagram. And also Miami MoCat. I'm going to put everything, all the links. And I really appreciate each one of you guys.
And thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes.
This has been great. This has been wonderful. It. Congratulations.
Yes, congratulations. Right. Felicitación.
All
right. We are out. Incomodio.